Okay, then it's time to start. Freestyle guided meditations. We do all sorts of meditation techniques, self-regulating techniques. Doesn't really matter. Sometimes we can do some deeper meditations. Last week we did a body scan, for example, very relaxing. And today we are going to do a self-regulated technique called the heart-brain coherence technique. Used in many places, used by athletes, for example, used by the police force, used by the military, used at schools, universities, actually everywhere where people need to make decisions under stress, this technique is perfect. What it does, it balances your nervous system. It creates an immune system boost because we are creating certain feelings and emotions during this meditation. And it increases resilience as well. Not only resilience when it comes to stress, but because of that immune system boost, also more resilience against diseases. Many people who do this meditation every day, they notice, for example, that when they get a cold, it doesn't last for days on end, but it often passes in a matter of hours or at least, well, maximum one day, and then they feel all fine again. Such things. So it's a nice self-regulating technique to get your nervous system and your health in balance. So there are many people here that know what it is about. I will nevertheless explain a little bit when we are underway during the meditation. I will explain a little bit what we are doing and why we do certain things. I can say one thing up front. I'm going to ask you to breathe through your heart, which is weird because you can't breathe through your heart, but just by imagining doing that, you will increase your focus on your heart space, and that will create heart coherence, that will create a heart rate variability that is very balanced, because you are focusing so much by breathing through your heart, you're focusing so much on your heart that has this effect. All right, more people joining in on Instagram just in time because we're getting started. Familiar faces, so I can just say we're going to start with the heart-brain coherence technique, and then you all know what it is about. Okay, so again, find a comfortable position. If you're sitting, you can just move your body a little bit back and forth from side to side just to find that nice sweet spot that you feel comfortable in. And for now, you can maybe just stare at a point in the room or a point on your screen, on your device, doesn't really matter. Take a nice deep inhale. And as you exhale, close your eyes, loosen your jaw, lower your shoulders, let the day go. Feel yourself getting centered. Take another nice deep inhale. And exhale through your mouth, letting go. Relax your muscles even more. One more time, a nice deep inhale. Fill those lungs with air. And as you exhale, relax even more. Lower your shoulders a little bit more. Feel the weight of your body on the cushion or in the chair. Breathe all the way out and then breathe normally. Just breathe normally. And now try to breathe a little slower and a little deeper than you usually would do. A little slower and a little deeper. Just to tell your body that it is in a safe place. Try Try a 5 second inhale, a 5 second exhale. Whatever feels comfortable for you, as long as it is slow and deep. Also notice where you feel your breath the most. Maybe you feel your breath the most in your nostrils. Maybe you feel your breath the most in the back of your throat. Or maybe you feel your breath the most in your chest or your tummy. Just notice where you feel your breath the most. Put your attention there on that spot, on that point. And notice how you are breathing through that spot. Breathing in. Breathing out. Notice how it feels breathing through that point. Notice the colder air flowing in. The warmer air flowing out. Just for a minute or so, follow your breath. And if you notice during that time that your mind has wandered off, that your thoughts are all over the place, just gently and without judgment get back to your breath. Again, notice how it feels breathing through that point, that focus point, there where you feel your breath the most. Now let's move that focus point to our heart space. So put your attention on your heart, and you can help by putting 2 fingers or your hand on your chest right there where your heart is. And with the attention on your heart, imagine that you breathe through your heart. So breathing in through your heart and out through your heart. In through your heart and out through your heart. So keep breathing through your heart. Keep breathing through your heart. And while you do that, I want you to think about something you want to experience in your life. Could be anything. Maybe you want to have something that you don't have yet. Maybe you want to meet someone that you haven't met in a while, or never met before. And also think about how that would feel if you experienced that experience. Would you feel joy? Would you feel appreciation? Maybe you feel gratitude. Maybe you feel care and compassion. So think about something you dearly want to experience in your life and think about the feelings and emotions you would have when you experience it for real. Very good. Now, while breathing through your heart, I want you to imagine experiencing it. So imagine being in that scene where you have that experience. And not only see it happening in front of you, but really be there. Try to sense it with all your senses and create the feeling. Live that moment as if it is happening right now. Make it as real as possible while you breathe through your heart. Make it as real as possible. See it in your mind's eye. You can almost smell it. You can taste it. You can hear it. Use your senses and create that feeling. Joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, compassion. Create that feeling and live that moment as if it is happening right now. While you breathe through your heart. Really go for it. It's okay if you notice yourself smiling. It's okay if you feel a warmth going through your body. That's just perfect. Fill your body with that feeling, with those emotions. Live that moment right now. Let every cell in your body vibrate with that feeling. And when you notice your whole body is filled with that feeling, just radiate it outwards into the world. Send out that message. Very good. Now on your next out-breath, I want you to relax into that scene, into that feeling you have right now. Into that feeling of joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, or compassion. So breathe out and relax into it. Don't generate more of those feelings, just be in that frequency, in that scene you already created. Just enjoy that moment as you breathe through your heart. Relax into that moment, breathe through your heart. Relax, breathing through your heart, and slowly prepare to get back to our group, and back to the room you are in. Just notice the room you are in. Notice any sounds in the room. So slowly come back. Take a nice inhale. And as you exhale, move your body a little bit back and forth from side to side. Slowly coming back as you wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you are ready, open your eyes and just relax. Type back in the chat when you are back. Okay. Well done, everyone. So this was heart-brain coherence with a little bit of a manifestation twist this time. Often we go just back to an experience we had in the past in our life. So it's more easy to create feelings and emotions around them because you've been there already, you know how it was. It's a little bit more difficult when you want to do something in your future. What do you want to experience? But what you basically are doing is preparing your body for a new future, a new experience. So, yes, Raymel, these are quantum techniques, as they sometimes call it. Yeah, this is more self-regulating. You're just preparing your nervous system, your body, and you. It's always say when you want to attract things, you have to also send out the message. So likes attract likes, and when you are that person already, that is accustomed to the experience, that knows how it feels already, then you will experience more of it. You will attract it better and more. So, yeah, that's basically it. And I do this heart-brain coherence technique in this way, in combination with deeper meditations for those that are doing the course, Shift the Art of Transformation. We are on module 4 of 6 already, so we'll be soon finished in 2-3 weeks. And then 6 weeks later, we start a new course. So if you want to know more about it, go to the website tmg.community, and there you can learn more about this course, which goes deeper into manifestation techniques, self-healing, spontaneous healings, not really spirituality based, but most medical science based, and a bit of the quantum mechanics comes there as well. Because in order to succeed in this, you have to know certain things up front, and that is how the nature of reality and how we create reality ourselves. So, yeah. Instead of starting at the end by doing techniques like this, we start at the beginning by understanding first the nature of reality, so you actually know what you are doing when you do these meditation techniques. So, okay. Thank you for joining today. I hope you enjoyed this session. Next week we do another one, another technique. If you have suggestions, if you have questions, please contact me and we'll take them to the next session next week. And in 2-3 weeks we will be back again 2 times a week with free guided meditations, because then the course for this time is finished, and I will go and prepare for the next one that will be somewhere in June. Okay, take good care, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your day and evening. Be safe. Namaste.